To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Ideally, yeah, you'd love to get that kid out there for five. And honestly, if, you know, a call went his way, the inning could have been over and he could have had five innings in. But, you know, for a first start for Adbert after, you know, pitching the other night, I think it was a great start. It's something to build off of and something that he'll remember forever.
Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. On August 5th, join 670 The Score for the McNeil and Parkins Charity Golf Outing at Seven Bridges Golf Club. Enjoy a day of golf with your friends, favorite Score personalities, and local celebrities benefiting the Turning Point Autism Foundation. Buy your foursome before it sells out. Visit 670thescore.com/golfouting now. That's 670thescore.com/golfouting. Kelly Kroll in for Mully today, wrapping things up. And first of all, when we hear from Tommy Hottovy, the image that he painted of Adbert Alzolay coming back to the dugout and saying to him, I just struck out Freddie Freeman.
It's like a little kid.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Because I used to watch him play. I mean, that was funny because it reminds you that, okay, Alzolay is an older prospect, perhaps. He's 24 years old. But still, that's somebody making his first major league start. And it reminded you, number one, that he's still sort of young in his development. But number two, it reinforced just how well he managed his nerves.
Absolutely. You think about, instead of coming back and talking about the home run he gave up, he's coming back to talk about the strikeout to Freddie Freeman, which meant so much to him. But I just also think about, for Tommy Hottovy in that moment, how you have to ground a kid, right, and keep him focused on the task at hand or whatever it may be.
Well, this is really the first shot that Tommy has gotten at developing a prospect that the Cubs mm-hmm. have developed themselves. This isn't somebody coming from another organization, and this is the way we do things here, and how are you used to doing things, Cole, and how are you used to doing things? You know, veterans that are set in their ways more with a young pitching coach. Tommy Hottovy's in his first year as a Cubs pitching coach, even though he knows some of these guys, it's still an adjustment for him. And Alzolay is the first kind of young if you want to think of him as this sort of blob of clay that could be molded by a Tommy Hottovy. You know, obviously that's a little bit overstating it because he's got the talent and all the other, he's got a lot of help. But Alzolay is a guy that they have a lot riding on, and his development is going to be important to, you know, this rotation moving forward.
Yeah, and it's not just Tommy Hottovy. I also think we had Doug Glanville in here not all that long ago, and we were talking to him about all kinds of different things, but I thought it was interesting when he said something to the effect of, I was never on a good team or whatever. And I think about the trajectory of a guy's career based on where and the organization he gets to start with, where mm-hmm. they are, the players that are in there at that point in time that influence them. And I, you know, I follow all these guys on Instagram, and we were looking through Alzolay's story from last night, and it appears as though I couldn't read who the signature was, but it wouldn't shock me if one of the veterans in that, John Lester, had.
It looked like John Lester's 34.
It looked like he had given right. him a gift, kind of as a, you know, congrats on your first major league start kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And to me, just imagine with the brains of and the experience of a John Lester and a Cole Hamels in your ear, helping you out, along with the Tommy Hottovys, and where his career can go versus you get on a team where there aren't those guys and there aren't those resumes and there aren't the leaders necessarily, and how different it could be. But he's got so many resources.
Dan Plesac was great on this station yesterday, Mack and Parkins, and he was talking about how when he came into the league in 1986, it was a much different era. And he was talking in the context of his nephew, Zach, mm-hmm. the Indians rookie right-hander right. who pitched against the White Sox a couple weeks ago and made his debut against the Red Sox and got a gift, a handwritten note, I believe, from David Price,
sure.
the opponent, the Red Sox veteran, because that's what veterans do. But he also talked about what you're describing. It was so hard coming into a established Brewers team for Dan Plesac because not everybody welcomed him. They felt like he was maybe a threat to sure. guys who had been moved out and guys who were maybe set in their ways. And his point was rookies today, young pitchers today, have it much easier because there is a more, maybe a higher acceptance level. Maybe people could relate to it more. I'm not sure why, but there is maybe more things at the disposal of for an Adbert Alzolay that didn't you know, the younger pitchers didn't have back in the day. So I think guys like Cole Hamels, John Lester, Jose Quintana, being around them can only help a young pitcher develop if he, in fact, is here to stay.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. But and to Plesac's point as well, I don't know. You mentioned the competition, and Tyler Chatwood's still trying to be a starter on this team. Mike Montgomery would have liked to have been a starter on this team. And it's Adbert Alzolay who's getting the opportunity. I mean, Tyler Chatwood will here on Thursday as well. So I don't know how he was received necessarily by those guys. They're going to say all the right things to
well,
me.
Well, they made fun of him when
else.
He
hit this made fun
hat.
Of him. Yeah.
And that became sort of a thing.
It did.
But that's almost like a rite of passage.
That's what Wilson Contreras was telling me the other day. I said, isn't that a way of you guys kind of, as you poke fun at him, but also let him know it's okay to be who he is and to have a little fun with it? You've also kind of said, hey, you're one of us. Like
you don't want to have that moment ignored. If that moment were ignored and maybe privately mocked,
exactly.
then you got trouble. But that's not the kind of clubhouse the Cubs have. I mean, they have guys who understand what this young kid in his electric right arm could mean to this team. You don't know. Maybe he won't make 10 more starts, but maybe he will make 10 more appearances. Maybe he helps you in a bullpen situation down the stretch. You just don't know. But you want to keep open those possibilities. And if those possibilities remain open, you don't want to be the veteran that shuns the young rookie right-hander. That's not a good look for anybody.
No, at the same time, though, if there were something that did, whether it be rub a guy wrong or did need to be changed or whatever, there'd be the guys in there that would step in and say something to him as well, right? You know,
right
now it's embracing him and letting him know that they're glad he's here and hoping to see big things from him. Now, Tommy Hottovy also was very careful when we asked him about the next steps.
Oh, he was, definitely. This guy's a politician. He definitely is very good to have every other week that we have him on here, and we're lucky to have Tommy Hottovy because his insight is really
tremendous.
It is good. It's great, and we're a better show for it. He's also very careful, though, and he did not commit to another start for Adbert Alzolay, and he also did not commit to Craig Kimbrell being here tomorrow because that's not his job to do that. And the guys are very careful.
No, and they haven't had the discussions yet either. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on. Don't you think they have, Kelly? Don't you think they know?
I think that they've probably had initial chats, but I don't know that they've actually sat down with the guy himself and been like, and they definitely don't like to go out and say anything about what the next steps are for a player without having had him there
protocol.
To talk to.
Yeah.
And I get that. I would want the same thing if I were in their shoes.
Unless it was good news. Then if it's good news, you don't really worry so much about it. Like he could have said, well, yeah.
Even that, but
Kimbrel's
I don't.
Kimbrel's on the way. I know.
I don't want to find out I'm starting through Twitter. I mean, and that's where it would come to. But one of the things we did also hear from Hottovy that I thought was interesting, and this is one that I'll want to follow up in the clubhouse by talking to some of the other starters and how they go through bullpens at different points in the season, was hearing him say, Yu Darvish, tonight's starter for the Cubs, going up against Dallas Keuchel in what should be a tremendous pitching matchup, has been recently doing mental bullpen work, which the way he broke it down sounds like he works his way through a lineup.
He sits down and he visualizes facing the hitters and the lineup he's going to face. So in his head, he's striking everybody out. In his head, he's going through the lineup one by one. Is that unusual? Or is that just a fancy? Is mental bullpen just what people have been doing for years but not really assigning a label to it? Because don't you...
I would think
you
so.
You know, you're
sure.
A college athlete. I mean, you know, before you have a big moment, a big game, an event, you go through it in your head only 100 times or so. Yeah, I get it because it's Darvish and because we want to assure everybody and reassure everybody that he's mentally ready for this next challenge, that maybe we say, oh, yeah, it's a mental bullpen and it sounds really cool. And boy, the Cubs maybe are cutting edge. But isn't that just what everybody does?
I'm laughing because when you just sort of painted this picture of a guy visualizing and sitting there and almost going through it like his yoga moment or something, if you will. I can't help but go to that picture of Ryu sitting in the outfield, Indian style, just like glaring out across the field before his starts. Like, we still don't know what exactly it is that he's thinking in those moments or what he's doing, but you made me think of him.
He's still a curiosity, and he's much more of a curiosity than you wanted him to be almost a year and a half, a season and a half into his Cubs tenure. Mully always says this all the time, learn to love him because he's going to be here a while. I think that's prudent advice. It's difficult to do. He's a hard guy to hug for Chicago. He's a hard guy to get to know because of these sort of idiosyncrasies, because of these sort of we are handling him a little bit with kid gloves. We're talking about mental bullpens when really it's just preparation and execution is what's lacking now. You want to see him get a win so we can stop with the 10 straight no decisions. You want to see, I feel bad for him, Kelly. I mean, you take a step back. You take off your analyst hat, you take off your talk show host, whatever, columnist, and you just look at him from a human standpoint. I feel almost bad for him when he has to continually address the same questions because he can't answer them in a way that removes the question and makes the question moot.
And I don't feel bad for him because that is that's his job. And as an athlete, you have to answer those questions.
And he's paid well.
I have compassion for him as a human being that he's still in this situation. And
That's probably a better way to put it.
It's hard to feel bad for a guy whose paychecks are coming in like his are and the number he is getting to do a job.
I kind of cringe, though, when I see him like he's trying really hard at communicating in a more direct way. Mm-hmm. And he's done a really nice job of it. But it still seems like it's a chore, and it still seems difficult because the subject matter isn't positive. Look, you can spin it any way you want. He has been better, but he's not been good enough.
No, and that's where you came in with the fans. Cubs fans expected him to basically be an ace, and that was a question that we've gotten this morning, is who is the Cubs ace right now? And, who is the Cubs ace is how it was phrased. I say right now it's Cole Hamels, without a doubt, the run that he's been on.
Well, you say that in 2 months.
It could be totally different.
It's the end of June right now.
Could be John Lester. It could be Kyle Hendricks. He was basically the ace in 2016. Now they let John Lester start when it came down to who was going in game one.
You sound very confident in the last couple of days that Kyle Hendricks is going to come back and be the Kyle Hendricks and return to form.
I have
Why?
No reason not to think that he would. Wouldn't.
Okay.
And Kyle Hendricks, just the way he goes about his work and the guy that he is and the things I have spoken to him about, when it came to this impingement, he shows very little concern about it. He plays it way down.
That's not shruggable. That's not something I'm willing to shrug off yet, Kelly. The impingement is real. It's a shoulder.
Can you define impingement for me?
Well, impingement is a
kind of like you did
term.
The math earlier for
okay.
me.
Okay.
Now you're smart
not,
guy.
Now you're mocking me. I'm not smart guy. I'm just saying that when you hear impingement for a guy that can be your ace, you worry about a shoulder injury that could linger. And I hope that you're right. And I hope that Kyle Hendricks comes back. If he does, I think he is your presumptive ace. John Lester should be that guy. Maybe he looked like that guy the other night, but he wasn't for his previous three starts. I think eventually by the end of the season, everything will fall into order. And I think it will be Lester, Hendricks, Hamels. I don't have much confidence in Darvish, and I'm losing confidence in Quintana. I really want to believe more in him than I have because, as we talked yesterday, before, you know, Alzolay made his start last night, you look at Alzolay, it's easy to get excited about him being in the rotation down the road. I don't know that you have the same sort of expectation or enthusiasm when Quintana takes the mound. Even though that's not what you want to hear because this is the guy who's more proven, it's silly because you've seen two appearances from Alzolay, but you like what you've seen so far. I'll be disappointed if the Cubs don't give him another start.
Disappointed. Okay.
Monday night against the Pirates is the next time where Alzolay could start. That's the next spot circled on the calendar for him. I hope that he's able to take the mound. I hope they give him that chance. Because last night, even though he didn't get through the fifth inning, it was encouraging. 87 pitches, more than he's thrown this year. So that factored in. Maybe he's more efficient next time. But I think it. I would like to see it. You skeptical?
No, I think that it would be intriguing to see again because with one start, we're making a lot of conclusions, or we're drawing a lot of conclusions and making assumptions off of one start. It was very good, but I.
You're tapping the brakes?
No,
I would like to see proof.
I was listening to Tommy Hottovy and in listening to Joe Maddon, both of which have brought up more than once that this is a guy that has gone through some injuries that they're dealing with very carefully. And I think when it comes to pitches and innings and a workload, I don't know. I think that they're being very careful as to how they map out the rest of the year for Alzolay.
She is the highly caffeinated Kelly Kroll in here for
Thanks, one
more segment to go. We're going to come back with Transition with Bernstein and McKnight. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Connor McKnight of the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Transition with Mully and Haw coming up at 9.
Mike Florio at 10 with the latest in the NFL. And then at 11, it's the voice of the Iowa Cubs. Alex Cohen is going to tell us about some names that matter. Craig Kimbrell, Ian Happ, Danny Hulton, and a name that you should know, Robel Garcia.
It's all coming up on Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
You, yeah, that's right. You be caller 6 right now to the Score's contest line, and you can win a pair of tickets to the International Champions Cup, soccer's first tournament of the year. ACF Fiorentina battles Chivas de Guadalajara at SeatGeek Stadium on July 16th for the International Champions Cup. Be caller 6 right now.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
So you're upgrading a house. You have incredible plans for the master bath. You're designing a stunning open concept kitchen, just like that home show you love. And for the backyard deck, you're creating something square. Look, imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Ditch the pine box and create something truly inspired with TimberTech. The design versatility and technological superiority needed to vastly improve your home improvement. So whether you're designing it or building it, we can upgrade it. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Go against the grain.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including 12-pack soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi, 3 for $9.99, limit 3. And 24-pack Dasani water, buy one, get one free, limit 4. With great prices and easy in, easy out, your summer starts here. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Offers valid with card while supplies last. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Talking with Jed Hoyer, the Cubs general manager.
I love our versatility. I think Joe does a great job of using it. I think some teams might be scared to bounce a star player like Bryant around the diamond. And obviously we've done that in the past with Javi. You know, we're not doing that now with him, but we have. You know, Jason and Albert can move around the outfield, and Bodie can move around. And I think Joe takes advantage of that in a great way, and it really gives us a lot of options. And a guy like Vic, you know, Vic can play first well. Obviously, he can catch. I do feel like with Wilson, the toll that catching takes on him, I think we do try to minimize putting him out there. When he's off, we hopefully he's off and he can rest his legs. Now, in general, I think it's a huge plus and a huge part of why we're good.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Flo here with a really weird word, buttery. Buttery? It's not quite butter, it's more butterish. Or maybe buttery is like butchery or bakery, a shop that sells artisanal butter products. Dig in, America. Now a word that's even more weird, Flotection. Sure, it's not really a word, but it is really good protection for your new home through me and Progressive. No ifs, ands, or butteries about it. Sorry.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here.
Or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Hall of Famer. Three-time All-Star. Cy Young winner. Fergie Jenkins in studio with Mac and Parkins on The Score. Hey, Fergie.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
It's staggering.